years after a war there, we still don't know if Kosovo will become an independent nation. We do know the dispute over Kosovo's status has wrecked Kosovo's economy. The Albanian community there wants independence. Serbs, a minority in that state, want Kosovo to stay part of Serbia. But even with a question mark over its future, at least one unlikely group of investors has found Kosovo a good place to do business. Eleanor Beardsley has more.
On a muddy side street in a trendy area of Pristina, bizarrely named Peyton Place, the windows of the crowded Café Odisea are fogged up on a cold winter day. The French bakery just opened its doors a few months ago, but is already popular with Pristina's young cafe crowd. Caspi Shahar, one of the Odisea's three Israeli owners, says Kosovo's relatively undeveloped market in the heart of Europe offers great opportunity.
I think it's a good place for business, especially because that the big jump is still ahead. There is a difference between West Europe and this area, and I think that in 15, 20 years, this difference will be decreased or finished.
Shahar says he doesn't find Pristina a particularly tense place, at least no more so than Tel Aviv. And Shahar says Kosovo has some business advantages over its Balkan neighbors, like using the euro as its currency. Still, he admits there are plenty of risks here. Not only is Kosovo already in one of the poorest regions in Europe, but ethnic conflict and war in the last two decades have further destroyed its economy.
This is the pastries from this morning, chocolate croissant, butter croissant, potato filas. Filas is Israeli.
29-year-old Ofri Kimron runs the kitchen at the Café Odisea. Kimron describes Pristina, the first place she's ever lived outside her kibbutz, as a big city. She says the café's biggest problem is electricity. Since 1999, Kosovo's decrepit power company, known as KEK, has never been able to cope with the swelling demand for electricity here, and power cuts are part of daily life.
We had days that we didn't have breads in the morning, but we call KEK every night, check in which hours we'll have power, which hours not, and then we count in how much time I need for breads to grow and so when I need to put it in the oven. So it's tricky, but we are managing.
Even though most Albanians are Muslim, the Israelis say they feel no tension over religion. And the Israelis and Albanians in the cafe say they share a mutual trust and affinity. The Albanians here will never forget that Israel was one of the first countries to help after they were driven from their homes in 1999, while the Israelis still remember that Albanians saved thousands of Jews during the Holocaust. Back in the kitchen, Kimron is showing off her Albanian. Kosovo baker Yuli Boyupi is embarrassed when it's his turn to try out his Hebrew.
It's hard. Shalom, yeah, shalom. It's like hello.
Boyupi and other Albanians say they are proud that the Israelis have chosen to invest here. They hope other investors will follow if Kosovo becomes an independent nation sometime next year. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Pristina, Kosovo.